Surah Al-Imran, verses 64-71.
أمن على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله. We are looking at the seventh ruku of Surah Al-Imran, ayah 64. As we recall yesterday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to challenge the Christian delegation of Najran, to challenge them to Mubahala, but they fled from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Say to them, O people of the book, come to a statement that is common between us. Between you and us, there is a common statement, and that is, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. So come to a statement that is common between you and us, which is that we worship none but Allah. Allah na'buda illa Allah. Wala nushrika bihi shay'a. That we associate no partners with Him. Wala yattakhidha ba'duna ba'dan arbaban min dunillah. And that some of others do not take others as deities to the exclusion of Allah. What this means also is, besides the fact that they took Isa alayhi salam as a deity, it means the Nasara would have their religious leaders making laws for them. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله. The right of legislation, which is exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they gave that right to their popes, to their rabbis, to their religious leaders. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means by this that some of us do not take others as deities to the exclusion of Allah. That right of legislation, of making laws, is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا But if you were to turn away, we are calling you to a common statement, and that is tawheed. If you were to turn away, then bear witness that we submit ourselves to Him alone. فَإِنَّا فَاشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ The Ahlul Kitab, Jews and Christians, claim to be aligned to Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all claimed to have an association with Ibrahim alayhi salam. The mushrikeen of Makkah said, we are following the millah, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So some of the Jews and Christians claimed that Ibrahim alayhi salam belonged to their faiths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this in these three ayat. Ya Ahlul Kitab, say to them, O people of the book, why do you dispute about Ibrahim alayhi salam? When the Torah and Injil were only revealed after his era, أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ Have you no intelligence? How can you claim that Ibrahim alayhi salam was on the faith of the Jews or on the faith of the Christians when these books, Torah and Injil, were revealed very long after Ibrahim alayhi salam? هَا أَنْتُمْ هَؤُلَاءِ حَاجَجْتُمْ فِيمَا لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ You are the ones, the Nasara, who came to debate with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the ones who had been disputing previously about that which you do have some knowledge of. What do they have knowledge of? The birth of Isa alayhi salam with a father, but they drew a wrong conclusion from that, but they came to dispute. فَلِمَ تُحَاجُّونَ فِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ But why do you argue about matters regarding which you have no knowledge of at all? Wallahu ya'lamu, and Allah knows everything, whilst you know not. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا Ibrahim alayhi salam was neither Jew nor Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا But he was perfectly orthodox and totally aligned to the straight path. مُسْلِمًا And he was a Muslim, one who submitted to Allah. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ And he certainly was not of those who associate partners with Allah like the Jews do and the Christians. Who is closest to Ibrahim alayhi salam? Inna awla an-nasi bi Ibrahim lalladhina ittaba'uhu. Surely the closest of people to Ibrahim alayhi salam are those who followed him in his era. Wa hadha an-nabi and this prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walladhina amanu and those who believe along with him wallahu waliyul mu'minin and Allah is the guardian and friend of the believers. The planning and the plotting of the Ahlul Kitab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَدَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ And a group of the people of the book would so love to mislead you. وَمَا يُضِلُّونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ But by their activities, they only mislead themselves and put themselves more into deviation without realizing it. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, why do you disbelieve in the verses of Allah? Which verses? Those revealed in former scriptures regarding Islam in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa antum tashhadun. When you yourselves attest to those verses being divinely revealed, they are part of your book, they are found there right now, till now. So why do you disbelieve in it? Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, لِمَ تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Why do you dilute the truth with falsehood? وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ. And why do you keep concealing the truth? وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. When you are aware of the reality, inshallah. We'll make tilawat of this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون ها أنتم هؤلاء حاججتم فيما لكم به علم فلم تحاجون فيما ليس لكم به علم والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما وما كان من المشركين إن أولى الناس بإبراهيم للذين اتبعوه وهذا النبي والذين آمنوا والله ولي المؤمنين ودت طائفة من أهل الكتاب لو يضلونكم وما يضلون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله وأنتم تشهدون يا أهل الكتاب لم تلبسون الحق بالباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون صدق الله العظيم.